This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for November 11th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are skull base and functional neurosurgery. Association fibers connecting the Broca center and the lateral superior frontal gyrus, a microsurgical and tractographic anatomy. A clinical article by Masashi Kinoshita and colleagues. The fiber tract between Brodmann area 44-45, the Broca center in the dominant hemisphere, and the lateral superior frontal gyrus, or LSFG, was analyzed using fiber dissection and diffusion tensor imaging-based tractography. The fibers constructed a thin layer above the corona radiata, and they never terminated in the medial superior frontal gyrus. The fibers were distributed more widely in the left hemisphere, especially in male patients. The authors named this fiber tract the Broca LSFG pathway, and have determined that it could be involved in language processing. Using imaging to identify psychogenic Parkinsonism before deep brain stimulation surgery. A report of two cases by Michael Porfar and co-authors. Psychogenic Parkinsonism can occasionally prove difficult to diagnose, even for experienced movement disorder specialists. The authors review two such cases in which patients with long-standing psychogenic Parkinsonism presented for, and in one case received, deep brain stimulation surgery. In both cases, positron emission tomography using fluorodopa and fluorodeoxyglucose tracers demonstrated that neither subject had idiopathic Parkinson disease or an atypical variant such as multisystem atrophy. In cases in which psychogenic Parkinsonism is suspected, fluorodopa PET or related dopaminergic imaging techniques can be useful in discriminating individuals with psychogenic forms of Parkinsonism from those with objective evidence of nigrostriatal dopamine loss. Adjunctive use of FDG PET can also be used to identify potential psychogenic cases and can further be utilized to help distinguish cases of idiopathic Parkinson disease from atypical variants. The authors note that in clinically challenging cases where the levodopa response is equivocal or unusual, functional imaging can add important information that directly impacts surgical decision making. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.